Well, Nigel, assess that one for us.
Good in parts, just not enough to win the game, and then to lose it again in the 90th minute similar to the Peterborough one is unbelievably disappointing and frustrating.
Did you start to do enough going forwards today, do you think?
I thought we tried, we huffed and we puffed. I thought we got in some good positions again. Final ball was poor, even a couple of set plays we wasted, but I thought we had enough of the game, certainly in the second half, to go on and win it.
I saw you literally tearing your hair out almost at one stage with the balls into the box, or lack of quality of the balls into the box.
Yeah, and just general decision making. I thought we looked a little bit physically tired today after the efforts of this week, but also a bit mentally tired as well. Pitch wasn't as conducive to playing as it was on Tuesday night. You saw bobbling up a little bit more than it was, didn't help. And also when you go 1-0 down at home, then you're chasing the game.
And they had chances as well to go 2 or 3-0 up.
They did in the first half. They broke away a couple of times, certainly. Managed to snuff them out. That's it. When you do go 1-0 down, then you've got to go forward and you're liable for the break. But I thought we dealt with it much better second half. Camped in their half for the majority of the 45 minutes and just couldn't find a way through to get ahead.
I was going to say, fans will say you can camp in their half, but if you don't break them down, then you're not going to get the result, are you?
No, it's hard sometimes when teams do that. You know, we earn the plaudits for doing that to Spurs and Southampton, to teams who are two leagues above. We can't break somebody down occasionally, and we're not good enough. So if you are organised, as crew are, it is difficult sometimes. You're looking for a spark or something, or maybe a good bit of good fortune like they got for their winner.
Are a couple of those players who are capable of that spark? I'm thinking maybe your Holtz. I know he got the goal today, but possibly as well Murphy and Baxter. Are they off the boil at the minute, do you think?
Well, only today, because they weren't on Tuesday night, because it was one of the best performances of the season. And 4 days later, certainly Jamie Murphy was off it today. We got him quite a bit of the ball and didn't really deliver anything. Jason Holtz scored an excellent goal. Gave it away a few times. Jose looked tired, his ankle. That's why he came off. He was struggling with his ankle. So there was enough players not on the top of the game today, which is why we get the result.
And that's even more surprising after Tuesday night, like you said, for such a strong performance.
It is, yeah. But also a lot of effort goes into that performance, and to beat Port Vale the week before. And then the pressure builds on this one, because it's a very most important game of the season for us today. But also, we'd much rather like Peterborough. If the situation's like that, take your 1-1, and people say that's negative. Well, it's not as bad as losing. Take your booze and we'll come off the pitch and we've got another point on the board. We've done that against Peterborough and Fleetwood. We've been in the playoffs almost now.
What did Mark Howard say about the winner?
It's deflected. So it's moved a little bit in the air, but it's taken a flick off the top of Paul Coots' head, so that's what's done him, really. But getting to the corner, they've got a free kick outside the box, which is going, 20 yards wide? Flicks off somebody's foot and goes for a corner. And then we should do better on the short corner.
There was evident frustration, wasn't there, amongst the fans this afternoon?
Everybody, frustration, everybody when you lose a game. Nobody's no more frustrated than us losing at home to Crewe today in the position we're in.
You brought off Ryan Flynn at half time. Was that injury or was that just tactical?
Injury, all three substitutions enforced.
Right, okay, so what are the issues with them? How serious are they at this moment?
No, Jose ankle, Stephen Davies have been carrying a couple of knocks, and Ryan Flynn ankle.
What have you said to them afterwards then? How do you move forwards from this?
Well, what we say is generally kept secret to what we say to the players in the dressing room.
But a rough summation, is it just go again? Do they have to step it up? What do you think for this final little push now?
Well, we've got 7 games left. We're 5 points in the playoffs with a better goal difference. So we've got to hold our nerve and make sure we get in the top 6. And makes it more difficult now. Even a point today would have been better. And then we've got tricky games now, local games against Barnsley and Doncaster.
Because what it does for the psychology of the other sides is they see you now, don't they?
Yeah, of course. That was the idea today. We talked about it all week. But no doubt we've blown it now. We were in it yesterday. We were out of it a week ago and we've blown it out of it again tomorrow. None of it's true. Until the end of the season, we won't know where we'll finish.
And you mentioned 2 big games coming up, not only for local bragging rights, but for what they can mean as well in this playoff fight.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with bragging rights now. All it means is points and getting in the playoffs and not losing at Barnsley next week. Trying to get the 3 points if we can and staying in that top 6.
Just on a slightly more positive note, I noticed before kickoff players such as Terry Kennedy and Stephen Scougal out there going through their paces as well.
Yeah, they're all playing at Bristol City in the 21 game on Monday, which is good. Building up their comeback. Yeah, there wasn't really enough to have a session with this morning, so just 6 or 7 of them doing a bit of running, which is good to see.
How much do you think you're missing them? Especially Kennedy and Scougal for that spark?
Well, we haven't missed them on Tuesday night, so it's all of a sudden. Today we're caught between having played it unbelievably well on Tuesday. We've got to keep the same team, but we're also aware that there's a couple carrying knocks and everything, but we thought they'd have enough today. probably should have brought some fresh legs in, but that's easier with hindsight. If we'd have changed the team and lost 2-1, why did you change the team from Tuesday night? Sometimes you can't win unless you get the result, and we didn't today.